Utah girls tennis. They've had a really good season here so far, and they just wrapped up their own invitation on Monday. They're going to have a busy couple of weeks ahead of them before regionals here, and we're going to have a couple of debuters here on our coaches show here this evening, starting off with freshman Mallory Cupp. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And of course, being a freshman, it would be your first year out for tennis or high school, but how's it been for you so far this year?
It's been really fun. All the girls are so nice and just really good mentors and, like, teaching you how to get better at what you're playing.
Well, you've made quite an impression already. You're playing there in number one singles, and how's that transition been for you?
It was a little different starting off. I was just so used to playing with a doubles partner who was there to, like, pick me up, and going from doubles to singles, it was just me having to learn to just pick myself up and learn to have positive talk.
Yeah, instead of having, you know, part of the court, now you have the whole court, right?
Nope, I had the whole court with doubles. Now I have part.
Anyways, Monday you got to play a meet at home, and what was that like playing on the home court?
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. I really like our courts, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you had a pretty big day there, a third-place finish and a big win in the end. And how did you feel like as you went on throughout the day there that you did?
I just felt like I got a lot more comfortable for sure, just started being able to place my shots a little better and get more confident in my serving for sure.
What's probably been your strength here so far this year?
I'd say my weakness is my serves. Probably forehands. I can do those pretty good.
Now, first year out for tennis and everything, did you imagine you'd be in this position playing number one singles on varsity?
No, not at all. I wasn't even thinking I'd be on varsity. I hadn't ever seen any of the other girls play before, so I really didn't know what I was getting myself into.
What would you like to accomplish here as you do move on throughout this season?
I'd just like to be able to make it to regionals and hopefully place. I'd say that's my main goal.
You've had a pretty good start here going to Garden City Saturday, and that should be a big tournament for you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yep.
All right. Well, you've had a great season so far. Congratulations, and good luck to you coming up here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's Mallory Cupp, freshman here for Scott City, joining us here first. And next, we're going to be talking to another debuter here on our show. And she's actually a foreign exchange student coming from Germany, Laia Mira.
From Spain?
Or Spain, I'm sorry. There's two of you. So you're from Spain. I am so sorry about that.
No,
but I had it rounded down to Europe, so...
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty good, yeah.
That's good. Well, did you ever dream that you would ever be on the radio in your life?
No.
No? Well, here you are. But how's it been so far over this first five, 6 weeks being over here in the U.S. and playing tennis?
I really like playing tennis here because the girls are really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make me laugh a lot. And the coaches also, they also make me laugh. And I've been playing tennis my whole life, and I really like it playing here.
All right. You've had a pretty good year so far. How do you think that you've played here so far?
I think I've played really good. Like, I put a lot of effort in my games, some of my games.
Yeah, some of your games. Okay. You're right now number two singles here, but
yeah.
I was going to ask you, what's probably... Maybe do you see different styles of tennis here, maybe compared to Spain?
Yeah, mostly like the serves. I serve like a bit different. They teach me other stuff, but it's basically the same.
All right. So is that your strength? Is your serving?
No.
No. What is your strength?
My forehand.
Okay.
I think yeah.
So yeah, but what goes through your mind when you're going during a match?
I don't know.
Well, I can move on to the next question. I should say, what do you think about? I mean, when you're playing an opponent and maybe it's a tough match.
I always try to win, but like also if I'm winning and she's losing, I feel sorry because like she's really trying to play good. Also, I don't know.
Oh, hey, that works. That works. What would you like to see these next few weeks here of tennis?
What
would you like to maybe see with yourself here over these next few weeks?
I'd like to see, like, how the regionals work, because, like, in Spain I didn't, like, compete with other, like, clubs and stuff. Like, I only, like, trained with my friends.
Okay. Well, should be fun here, and you've had a good start here, and, you know, hope you enjoy your time, and thanks for joining me here on the radio.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Hope you enjoyed it here for a couple minutes here, right?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you coming up.
Okay.
Once again, Lyon Muir joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. We'll now talk here with Coach Cheryl Kacharik here. Scott City is going to be at Garden City on Saturday. Then they get a turnaround, and they have one on Monday at Toysington. It's a makeup from earlier in the year. And Coach, you guys had a great Monday of tennis there at the at your own invitational there. And a second-place finish overall as a team. A pretty good battle between you and Colby there. But, I mean, there was a lot of other little battles there along the way on Monday. But I think you got to be pretty happy about how you guys performed overall.
Overall, we were very, very pleased with how we performed. The girls, you know, went out there and fought on the court, and a couple of them were even down and fought back to win those matches, and that was good. We just came up 1 point short, but that happens.
Hey, yeah, you guys were kind of right there in some of those there, and but you had some big wins. Your doubles teams did a very good job there, and your number one doubles team, they had to rally a little bit there in that championship match to get the win, and had to use the extra points, the tiebreaker.
They did. They had to, they were down, but they came back and tied it up, and then fought through that tiebreaker, and that's what counts. And you know, that was against Colby, and Colby always brings a good team, and we'll get to see them a couple more times. We'll see them on Saturday, and then we'll see them at GWAC.
Yeah, you're going to be getting used to the confines of your own court here quite a bit over the next couple of weeks there. But yeah, your singles players, they had a pretty good performances there, third and fourth place. And how nice is it to play a lot of the regional teams now that you found out that a lot of those teams on Monday, exception, of course, Liberal and Garden and Ulysses, aren't going to be in our regional, but the playing those teams that are going to be in the regionals, how big of a benefit is that?
Well, it's always nice to kind of play them and see what you're going to be up against, but, you know, things can change. We've only played four varsity meets, and we have four left in the next 2 weeks, so you know, we could change things. Probably not, but we could. And just like some of those other teams, they may not have the exact same lineup that we saw on Monday. It can always, you know, change up a little.
Well, you guys are going to start off Saturday, Garden City. Always a good competitive meet. It's right down the road. And then next week with Hoisington. I think you also have Ellsworth next week as well.
Right. We have Ellsworth on Thursday. Uh-huh. And then we turn right around on Monday and have GWAC. And that'll finish our season. So
yeah,
just in about a week, we have half of our season to get played.
And very little practice time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I guess that's good and bad in a way, because you've had a lot of your practice time already here. So
it is. The girls are going to be really have to pay attention, and they're going to get tired. But, you know, that's also playing this level and this many meets, as so many will be good conditioning for regionals, I guess, is the way to look at it.
Absolutely, and, you know, kind of get the mindset to stay focused, too.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, the margin for error is little, so, yeah.
That's right.
It should be a fun one, though, nonetheless, for you guys starting Saturday at Garden City. Coach Cheryl Kacharik joining us here, and thanks as always, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up here over the next week.
Thank you, Adam.